Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Once again, well, let's mention that Richard Hurd has passed away.
Oh, Dick Hurd.
Richard Hurd, you may have seen him on the movie Get Out.
Yeah, I should not.
All the President's Men, 11 appearances on Seinfeld as Costanza's boss with the Yankees,
He was leader of a starship, too.
Red Sox fan.
Yeah. He was great in Seinfeld.
Yeah. Yep.
Star Trek, The Next Generation, Voyager, Renegades, OC, NYPD Blue, ER.
Who had him, Craig?
Two players had him in the Deadpool. Trolling for Toes and Mike's Goddamn Bike. Trolling for Toes.
Yeah.
I was thinking about your bike shop the other day, Todd. We have a couple bikes that aren't working. Are you opening it up at any point?
Oh, yeah. I'm only really good at changing tires.
Oh.
Yeah. Anything beyond that is above my pay grade.
Routine bike shop, just tires.
Kind of a crappy
bike shop.
He can
hang streamers from the handlebars, too. He does that.
All right.
A lot of preteens want that.
Sold.
Just thinking about your bike shop. One chick stops at his house, and Todd helps her with her tire. I think she's a college-age girl. And we turned her to preteen years ago, and all, that's how it stuck.
And gave Todd a whole business around it.
No, it has hours of operation.
Yeah.
Change one tire.
From some hot college chick.
I don't even remember the hot part.
Yeah, she was good
specifically.
Looking.
She was good looking.
Yeah.
She might not have been college. She might have been like a... Because she had a Russian accent.
Oh, yeah. That's like a porno.
Yeah,
like
it does.
Like an exchange student.
Fix my tire.
Slow down.
Lick your lips when you tell the story.
I'm almost there.
You take your shirt off to fix the tire.
Yeah.
Go flex in with the wrench.
Yeah.
I do believe we approached that angle when I first told the story.
It's a porn story.
Then I got a call from my wife saying I was a creep.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And you're not. You're not a creep.
I've never thought so.
Yeah. No, it's coming from us. It's coming from us. So it's a low bar because people think the whole room's a creep.
I didn't. I just changed her tire. I didn't move on her like a bitch.
Changing the tire. That's what you call it.
Creep.
Yeah, that's exactly what I call it. There's no other way to describe it.
But a college Russian girl. Oh my God.
I changed her tire last night.
Yeah. We got the vodka.
She's probably used to that crappy vodka, though.
Yeah.
The Russian vodka?
Russian vodka is the best.
That crap.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So Chrissy Teigen put up on the social media that she was getting tested for the COVID-19.
How'd she get it? Oh, different states sometimes are better. Our
she doesn't have it.
How'd she get tested, though?
What do you mean? Oh, California? Okay, so she put this. She puts this up on the social media that she's getting tested for the COVID.
Right.
And people come out and say, ah, Nice. You know, it's nice. I'm sure it's nice to be able to get some healthcare worker to come over to your house and get tested for the virus, you know.
Did she apply online and drive through like everybody else? Well, that's this state.
No, she didn't.
I saw it. She was at home. Right.
And so she put out there, so she had to put out there, y'all need to shut up.
Yeah. I like
because I'm getting surgery, and you have to do this before surgery.
Oh, she nailed him. She nailed him.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. I suppose she's getting her breast implants taken out.
Right. Oh, that's right. You discussed that a while back.
Yeah. So?
Because you got to update them every once in a while.
Or did John just tell her he doesn't like them as so large and firm?
Firm those bears up?
Yeah, I think they're just taking them out.
Yeah.
You would have to have, you know, like a tie as the dude. You'd want to, like, say goodbye to him. You think?
She says she's tired of them.
I'm sure he's saying goodbye to him.
She says she's just over it. It was for her swimsuit modeling days back in her 20s, and she says now she's just over it.
Well, couldn't you take those pouches and just put them on a mantle or something somewhere?
Yeah. or just keep them. Yeah, you can still use them.
There's got to be something on Pinterest that you can find. Use breast implants. Turn them into a centerpiece
for
Thanksgiving.
He could throw them into his nightstand.
Follow me for more used breast implant hacks.
She said they've been great to her for many years, but she'd like to be able to zip a dress in her size, lay on her belly with pure comfort.
Yeah.
So she's downsizing.
Yeah. Or getting them taken out.
She's just going back to natural.
Oh.
She says that she'll still have boobs. They'll just be pure fat, which is all it is in the first place. A dumb, miraculous bag of fat.
I would think once you get implants,
it's a glorious bag of fat.
Yeah.
Is the tissue then compromised? And if you don't replace them with something else.
People take them out all the time.
And they go natural?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess.
And they stay perky?
We'll find out.
How do they do it when it's just a reduction? Just a reduction.
Well, like, this is without an implant. This is something none of us know, and I guarantee a woman listening has had this done. So, you mean girls' boobs are naturally too big and get them reduced?
Yeah, like causing back problems.
We knew a girl had that done. Yeah,
she explained that back in the day, she thought that
she
if she was going
to
be posing,
boobs to really, really nice big boobs. I remember. They looked a little smaller, but they were still great.
Right, there was no implants involved. That was just somehow they
were reduced.
Yeah, they removed the fat.
They sucked the fat out of them. Which, by the way, we've been trying to do for years.
Right. She said back in the day she thought that if she's going to be posing, laying on her back, she wants them to be perky.
Yeah.
Then she said that then you have babies and they fill up with milk and deflate, and now she's just screwed. So, forget it. Take them out.
Take them out.
Women seem to be much less fascinated with boobs than we are.
Yeah.
They're all just,
so this is still elective surgery.
Yeah, of course it's elective. But elective's allowed now.
Elective is allowed.
Yeah, they're doing it all over the country.
But you do have to get the test before you go in for any surgery.
Yeah.
Is the test becoming less invasive now? Because I read more and more about just a swab instead of a javelin up your nose.
No, the one she was doing was the nose raping with the giant swab.
Yeah, they're leaning in and doing it in the cars you see it on TV, you know.
Well, like Chrissy Teigen got a backlash for this too, but she could also just like not post it.
Yeah.
Well, she won't.
There is that option.
I don't think there should be a backlash at all. You have to get it done for the surgery.
Yeah. So. And you said just such a different mindset. Like, I don't. Right. Anything I do, I'm never like, I should, you know, tweet this.
Right.
I probably should.
Yeah. You say on the radio.
Well, yeah.
We say a lot of crap. Sounds funny coming from us.
Yeah, but she's also in a position where she probably makes a lot of money off of her Instagram feed.
By sharing all that stuff, that's how she becomes a good influencer.
Yeah, that's true. She's got income streams off of that.
Right,
people line up to have her plug stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Plug this.
Yeah, she could plug this.